This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. British Prime Minister Tony Blair spent the day in Washington today, addressing a joint meeting of Congress, speaking privately with President Bush, and holding a news conference along with the President at the White House. The Prime Minister was originally invited to the Capitol to be awarded a Congressional Gold Medal for being, in the words of the citation, a staunch and steadfast ally of the United States. And U.S. lawmakers gave him a warm and enthusiastic reception. But at home, members of Parliament have charged him with misleading his country about the rationale for war against Iraq, specifically whether Iraq was trying to develop nuclear weapons.
In his news conference, President Bush was asked whether he would take responsibility for a sentence about Iraq trying to purchase uranium from Africa, a sentence he used in his State of the Union address.
I take responsibility for making the decision, the tough decision, to put together a coalition to remove Saddam Hussein. Because the intelligence, not only our intelligence, but the intelligence of this great country, made a clear and compelling case that Saddam Hussein was a threat to security and peace. I say that because he possessed chemical weapons and biological weapons. I strongly believe he was trying to reconstitute his nuclear weapons program. And I will remind the skeptics that in 1991, it became clear that Saddam Hussein was much closer to developing a nuclear weapon than anybody ever imagined. He was a threat. I take responsibility for dealing with that threat.
And Prime Minister Blair restated his belief that Iraq had tried to obtain uranium from Africa.
The British intelligence that we had, we believe is genuine. We stand by that intelligence. And one interesting fact I think people don't generally know, in case people should think that the whole idea of a link between Iraq and Niger was some invention. In the 1980s, we know for sure that Iraq purchased around about 270 tons of uranium from Niger.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. Don, Tony Blair stood by George Bush during the war with Iraq, and he certainly tried to give him plenty of support today.
Absolutely. He delivered that speech on Capitol Hill that clearly laid out the strength in the relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. and how important that is. There's something he tried to do today, and there's something that the president also tried to do in that short news conference that just wrapped up a bit ago. They both wanted to really drive home the point that this is about September 11th, 2001, and about how the world changed that day. This is about the threat posed by Saddam Hussein. It's not about the controversy over a line that the president uttered in the State of the Union address or over why there still have not been any weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq. Both men said they are absolutely positive. I think Blair said every fiber of his being believes that ultimately they will find those weapons of mass destruction, but realize that given what they were hearing from intelligence sources in the run-up to the war, that they did the only thing they could do, which was respond and move to remove Saddam Hussein from power. That is the bigger message. They don't want to get hung up on these questions that they're being asked about these other very controversial things.
Don, over the past week, the president's been saying that. Members of his cabinet have been saying that. His advisors have been saying that. Did Prime Minister Blair say anything different?
No, Prime Minister Blair, in fact, today said that he stands by this intelligence that has prompted so many questions to President Bush. Some of those documents about the Iraqis purportedly trying to buy uranium from Niger have been shown to be forgeries, and that is what has prompted the CIA director, George Tenet, to say that line should not have been in the president's State of the Union address. But Tony Blair comes here today, his first trip to Washington since the war ended, and says, hey, we in Britain still stand by that intelligence. We feel it's solid information.
Don, there were also questions posed to both leaders at the news conference about British detainees who are being held in Guantanamo Bay. What did we learn there?
The message is from the president that they will talk about that, that it is an important topic of discussion. Though President Bush said one thing we do know is that I think he said they're bad guys. So the question is what is done with those, and expect a statement on it sometime tomorrow.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.
Earlier, in his address to both houses of Congress, Prime Minister Blair did not speak about the disputed claims that Iraq tried to buy uranium from Africa, but he did insist that Saddam Hussein gave haven to and supported terrorists, and that some Middle Eastern states are trying to acquire nuclear weapons. And he said that history will not judge the U.S. or Britain harshly.
Can we be sure that terrorism and weapons of mass destruction will join together? Let us say one thing. If we are wrong, we will have destroyed a threat that at its least is responsible for inhuman carnage and suffering. That is something I am confident history will forgive. But if our critics are wrong, if we are right, as I believe with every fiber of instinct and conviction I have that we are, and we do not act, then we will have hesitated in the face of this menace when we should have given leadership. That is something history will not forgive.
Tony Blair speaking this afternoon to a joint meeting of Congress.